Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey is here, and the dress code seems to be lax, shall we say, at agencies across government this time of year, every year. And you're writing about that in your column today. Are you starting to hear back from folks yet?
Well, a couple of things. One is there are some people who said, look, the sequestration is terrible. The furlough stuff is terrible. But, you know, give us a break. From time to time, there must be something else going on. And then all you have to do is look around, and including in our own studios, even as we speak. But, yeah, it does seem that every year in the summertime, it's almost as if there's a certain magic date. And usually it's like August the 24th, but it's sort of the end. And even hot weather lovers like me, even summertime people like me think, wow, enough. And it's, you just give up. You can just tell everybody has given up. And I think we've hit that earlier than usual this year. You know, we had a very cool spring here in the mid-Atlantic.
Yes.
But then wham, as happens, it got really, really hot. We've had a lot of 90-plus degree days. In Washington, we have humidity like St. Louis and Houston and other places. So it's New Orleans. So it's been tough, and you can just see things, and myself included. I'm not wearing any socks today.
Oh, no.
But
I thought I smelled something.
And we have been hearing from people who say you won't believe what they're wearing or more often not wearing in the office. And so I thought maybe we could maybe even produce some pictures.
I don't think we want to do that. I think we want to, there must be some kind of licensing
issue.
It's
a family show.
Would present. Your column about it on federalnewsradio.com today. And this is an ongoing problem.
Yep.
I mean, year after year after year. I mean, it's not just this year is particularly weird, but you did mention it seems like it's earlier this year.
I think if that's true, and I believe it is, was it Charles Barkley said, I may be wrong, but I doubt it. but it does seem to have hit earlier this year, and I would attribute it to the weather. You know, if you're a Republican, you could blame it on the president. If you're a Democrat, you'd say Bush started it. But the bottom line is it seems to be happening earlier. And, you know, one thing I noticed, and I talked to a lot of things in the government that were traditional have changed. And at one point, there was something called the heat or the misery index.
Yeah.
Somebody nicknamed it that, maybe me. But it was a certain calculation, and people from the GSA would come into your office in the summer, and they had a ball. I never saw one. It was kind of before my time, but people still talked about them. But they would take the temperature and the humidity in your office, because a lot of offices weren't air-conditioned, and or they weren't working. Typically, they'll work in the commissioner's office and not in anybody else's.
You know? But funny anyway, how that works.
You come in and they would measure it. And if it was, and I'm making this up now, but if it was, the temperature was 96 and the humidity was 54, again, I'm a makeup figure, then you could release people. So it was a big deal.
Oh.
And the other thing that kind of grew out of that was casual Fridays.
Uh-huh.
And they instituted it, and the idea was a morale builder and let people kind of let their hair down and wear an open shirt. This is in the days of suits and ties, and I don't know what women wear comparably to that, but we, you know, more formal attire. And the problem was, I think maybe Oliver Wendell Holmes once said, common sense isn't very,
you know? Uh-huh.
And some people, it was like dress casual, and others, it was like, their clothes had been shot on them out of a cannon or something, you know. And you'd have, you know, men coming in really short shorts and halter tops and tank tops
of
both sexes. And they finally, a lot of places had to ban it. I talked to a woman at the FBI one time, and she said, we're not supposed to have a dress code. We got one.
Uh-huh.
And she said, I enforce it. And if you want me to get it done some other places, point me in the right direction. I'll go enforce it. But it's just hard when you tell people to come in casual, you're really opening the door to, you know, potential Rocky Horror Show.
Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey. And I have noticed this, believe it or not, primarily in the area of footwear, where not just ladies, but also gentlemen in the office wearing footwear that you would more commonly associate, seems to me at least, with the beach.
Well, yeah, and shower shoes are that way too. Everybody has a different definition, but a lot of times they're just rubber and they make a slapping sound.
Yeah.
And I'm horrified when I see them on the subway, on our metro here, because I think, you know, your little pinkies are going to get caught in one of those things. And also they do tear loose. If you had to make a run for any reason, even dodging a car, that's not the best mode of footwear.
Yeah. Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey. Any sense that anybody will try to institute dress codes? I mean, I can't imagine in this day and age how you'd be able to get away with it very well.
I used to do a column maybe once a year, maybe every other year, and it was the opposite direction. Who are the best dressed feds?
Huh.
And every year, the Secret Service and the FBI and the DEA would win it hands down. A lot of law enforcement agencies, and I don't know whether there is a dress code per se or whether you just know. But I challenge anybody. In fact, I took a friend over to the DEA one time for a after hours party. And she said she almost left me. She had never seen so many good looking men.
Yeah.
But I mean, not only were they fit, and, you know, they took some pride in themselves, but beautifully dressed.
Yeah.
So, there is the reverse of that. I think we did a worst dressed agencies too. And, again, a lot of them are in the suburbs. The Maryland suburbs of Washington seem to be the winner in that case.
Huh. All right. Well, we won't point fingers at any particular agencies, of course, and let you derive the results there on your own. Kind of feeds the old perception as reality theme, though. You know, that people think about you what they see instead of what you necessarily do.
Yeah, it's when I was younger, I thought school uniforms were a bad idea. And now that I'm older and have kids and all that, I think they're a very good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a quality factor there. Everybody looks the same. And I think when people dress up, and you, by the way, are probably one of the best dressed people in the radio.
Oh, thank you.
And people notice it and appreciate it. I'm reminded of I'm a big fan of John Wayne and the John Ford movies and whatnot. And many of them were black and white, you know, you forget, but shot in the West and all that beautiful scenery, Monument Valley and all that. And he made the men wear long underwear, even in this hot Arizona, New Mexico deserts. And the women wear corsets and bustles or whatever they wore in those days, but they had all this stuff. One of the actresses, maybe Maureen O'Hara, one time went up to him and she said, "Why do we have to wear these bustles? They," meaning the audience, "they won't know we're wearing them." And he said, "No, but you will." And I think dressing up kind of gets you in character for a day's work.